Today is 24th day of Ramadan, so I feel like going down the memory lane. So, Ramadan down the memory lane. I was cricket mad. I used to go to college 3 miles away from home on my bicycle twice the same day, once for classes in the morning and again for cricket nets. The year, the month of Ramadan coincided with the beginning of the cricket season. I thought fasting in Ramadan and playing cricket for me weren't mutually exclusive. I decided I'd go to college for classes, then have net practice and also break my secret fast with the sound of the siren. I didn't need to come home for lunch, so I planned to spend the time in the library after the classes until it was time for nets. For this, I needed to carry my cricketing outfit and boots and a small bag and a mini canister of 2 high protein threptine biscuits in the pocket for breaking my fast when it was time. At the end of the day, I felt tired. I wouldn't go for Tarawih, the Ramadan special. An extra 20 units, and my father wouldn't like it. I feel sorry for missing the prayers, but a sense of triumph did fill me with the satisfaction of keeping my commitment to cricket and Ramadan, at least on fasting, intact. In 1975, the arts faculty in Government Science College, Raipur, was dismantled. In keeping with the ruthlessness of emergency, we were tossed like dry leaves. I was transferred to the god-forsaken and decadent-infested Shibpur Kalan. There were no hotels, no restaurants to live and eat. I somehow managed to extend my stay in the government rest house for 12 days. Then I got a depleted apology of 3 somewhere to live rooms. No bathrooms, no kitchen, but a scavenger-dependent lavatory that relied fully on the stray pigs. I bought a charpoy and 2 plastic buckets with plastic mugs and moved in. I succeeded in getting the Khansama of the rest house agree to giving me 2 meals against day-to-day payment. A day or 2 later, I was at the bank. A man came up to me and said, "Our Ramadan has already started. Yours will start tomorrow or the day after. Don't worry, I'll send you the sari," he said all in one breath and moved on. Till then, I hadn't thought of the Ramadan at all. I hadn't any idea of this godsend benefactor of mine either. If the other side is so much more than ready, I should reciprocate, come what may. My conscience prompted, giving me a shower of shame and then soaking me with courage to say yes to fasting. Other God sent was Badri, a class 10th student who offered to do everything for me against some help in English. There was absolutely no avenue left for an escape, and I was well and truly trapped into the web of goodness and piety. At 3 in the morning, Badri would wake me up after he had brought 2 buckets of fresh water from the public tap. At 4, I'd settle for Sari after bath and ablution, and Badri would make tea for 2, and we'd share the Sari from the Bora gentleman, whose name I still didn't know. Every evening, Badri would collect a tiffin box from his house that would contain 4 parathas and some vegetable to eat with. Morning prayers at home and work in the college. That would be 1:30 in the afternoon. Having earned daily bread, I trudge my way back straight into the mosque, offer zuhr and recite Quran until it was time for asr. Between asr and maghrib, I'd either recite Quran or gaze into nothingness and meditate. I would then join the common iftar in the mosque, and after maghrib, have tea with Imam Sahab and others at the invitation of Imam Sahab. This Imam Sahab was, I don't know why, very kind to me. I marveled at the God sent invites for dinner from different persons every other day. Though I was without home and hearth, I still got best of food. Thus God above saw to it that down below I fasted, then was fed. For 1 full month. After Taraweeh, some of us would sit with Imam Sahab for tea and the lovable small sessions filled with our questions and his learned and loving answers. I remember during one such sitting it started to rain. At about 11:30, when it was still raining, Badri with umbrella and torch walked straight to where we were sitting. Everyone looked angrily at his shoes. Preempting objections, Imam Sahab patted him at the back and, looking at the people, said in love, "Nothing is wrong." Eid al-Fitr after Ramadan of this intensity gave me the joy, the pleasure and the happiness I cannot describe. It gave me the unique experience to remember. It surely made me tougher.